From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Obama hails climate deal. U.S. President Barack Obama is hailing the climate agreement reached by nearly 200 nations in Paris, while noting American leadership was key to successful negotiations aimed at curbing global carbon emissions. VOA correspondent Aru Pandey reports from the White House.
Obama said the deal would mean less carbon pollution and more economic growth, while helping developing nations implement clean energy programs through public and private financing.
Moreover, this agreement sends a powerful signal that the world is firmly committed to a low-carbon future, and that has the potential to unleash investment and innovation in clean energy at a scale we have never seen before.
Obama noted American leadership on climate change was instrumental to reaching the historic global deal. Domestically, he cited U.S. investment in wind, solar, and other clean energy that helped create jobs and new nationwide standards aimed at cutting emissions from coal-fired plants by more than a third by the year 2030. Aru Pandey, VOA News, The White House.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Italian counterpart, Paolo Gentiloni, are hosting a meeting today seeking to show the support and commitment of the international community to a long-sought peace agreement in Libya. The country's rival governments are expected to sign the UN-brokered peace deal on Wednesday after nearly a year of talks to agree on a process to create a unity government. The plan calls for the unity body to be formed within 40 days, with members of both the current internationally recognized government and the Islamists. This is VOA News. Officials in northwestern Pakistan say a bomb blast ripped through a busy market today, killing at least 10 people and wounding about 50 others. The explosion happened in an administrative center of the semi-autonomous Karam tribal district on the Afghan border. The tribal region has been the site of violence from Islamic militants and a sectarian conflict between Sunni and Shiite Muslims. Swiss officials have confirmed the arrest of two people of Syrian origin as part of a probe into a terror threat. The two people were arrested in Geneva Friday on suspicion of making, hiding, and transporting explosive and toxic gases. Criminal proceedings have been opened against the two under a law prohibiting terrorist groups such as Al-Qaeda and Islamic State. Olivier Jonet is the prosecutor general for the Canton of Geneva.
Ces personnes, en raison de leur comportement et de leur nationalité, ont été soumis à des contrôles accrus.
He says those persons, because of their behavior and their nationality, were subjected to increased police checks and police control. And those controls revealed the presence of traces of explosives in the vehicle they used. Authorities in the Geneva region had been searching for four suspected jihadists with alleged ties to Islamic State, but police have not said whether Friday's arrests were connected to that search. A 23-year-old man is under arrest in the western U.S. state of California for allegedly setting fire to a mosque in the state. Police arrested the suspect shortly after the incident. He is facing multiple charges, including arson and a hate crime offense. No one was hurt in the fire. The mosque was hit by gunfire last year. The mosque is in the same state where a radical Islamic couple killed 14 people and wounded 22 others in what investigators say is an act of terror. The couple was later killed by police during a gun battle. Republican U.S. presidential candidate Ted Cruz made a record-breaking 21 percentage point jump in the latest poll released in Iowa, which holds its first-in-the-nation caucuses February 1st. Cruz, a U.S. senator from Texas, opened up a 10 percentage point lead over businessman and reality television star Donald Trump in the Des Moines, Iowa Register Bloomberg Politics Iowa poll released Saturday. 31% of likely caucus goers contacted in the December 7th to 10 telephone survey said Cruz was the candidate they would support. Trump's support was at 21%, followed by retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson at 13% and U.S. Senator Marco Rubio of Florida at 10%. The rest of the Republican field had support in the single digits or less than 1%. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.